We have learned in this perek that there were 13 boxes in the Beis HaMikdash into which one could donate money for different purposes and different uses in the Beis HaMikdash. The focus of the first half of this Mishnah is if somebody declares and he makes a vow to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't specify how much he's going to donate. So what is the minimum amount which he needs to donate to one of these boxes in the Beis HaMikdash? Ha'omer, one who says, I'm accepting upon myself to donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. One of the 13 boxes in the Beis HaMikdash was especially for the wood of the Mizbeach. So if somebody wanted to donate money for the wood of the Mizbeach, or he wanted to donate the wood itself, Le'ifcheis Mishnei Gizrin, he cannot give less than 2 pieces of wood. The reason being that Eitzim in Hebrew is in the plural. So it implies at least 2 pieces of wood, and the pieces of wood which were used for the Mizbeach were all pretty much the same size, and so he would need to give at least 2 of those. Levona, if he vowed to give frankincense to the Beis HaMikdash Le'yivcheis Mekoymetz, he cannot give less than 1 handful. Zahav, if he declared that he was going to give a gold coin, then Le'yivcheis Medinar Zahav, he cannot give less than a gold dinar coin, which is the smallest type of gold coin. Now, the previous Mishnah taught that 6 out of the 13 boxes were designated for Nedava, which refers to voluntary Karbonos Ola. And the truth is, only one of these boxes was for people to donate money for Karbonos Ola. But the other 5 were used for something else, and that is that any money which was designated to be bought as a Karbon Chatas or a Karbon Osham, which a Karbon is bought for certain sins, if there's any leftover money from that, or if for whatever reason there's an animal which was designated as a Karbon Chatos, but for whatever reason it can't be bought as a Karbon Chatos, so ultimately it will be sold, and money which is considered Karbon Chatos money, or Karbon Osham money, that is used to buy another animal, and that animal is bought as a Karbon Ola. So the Mishnah quotes a part of the previous Mishnah, Shishal Nedava. The Mishnah said that 6 of the boxes were for Nedava, for the Karbonos Ola. What would they do with the money which was put in one of these boxes of Nedava? Answers the Mishnah, they would buy Karbonos Ola with that money. And just like every Karbon Ola, Habosol Hashem, the meat would go to Hashem, meaning the meat was totally burnt on the Mizbeach. The Oyeris LaKoyanim, whereas the skins, the hides of these animals would go to the Koyanim, just like with every Karbon Ola. Now, how do we know that the leftover money for a Karbon Chatos or Karbon Osham is bought as a Karbon Ola? Zemidrish Darshu Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. Yehoyada Kohen Gadol learnt this out of the following pasuk, which says that Osham Hu, it is an Osham, a sin offering, and that implies that we're talking about a regular Karbon Osham, and the halach is that the meat of a Karbon Osham is eaten by the Kohanim. But then the pasuk continues, Oshem Hashem Lashem, it is considered to be a sin offering for Hashem, which implies that it is not eaten by the Kohanim, rather it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So what is the explanation of this pasuk? Zehaklal, this is the rule, kol shehu bo l'shem mishum chet or mishum ashma. Any korban which is bought, or any money which is designated to be a korban chatos or a korban asham, if for whatever reason that can't actually reach its purpose of a korban chatos or korban asham, then that korban which was designated originally to be a korban asham, and so it would have been eaten by the Kohanim, yilokach by oilois, Karbonos Ola should be bought with that money, and Habosol Hashem, the meat goes to Hashem, it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach, and that is the explanation of the second part of the Pasuk. V'ho'er is HaKohanim, and the animal skins, the animal hides go to the Kohanim, just like every Karbon Ola. Another Mishnah brings another Pasuk for this idea, V'omer, and the Pasuk also says, Kesef Osham v'Kesef Chatois, Karbon Osham or Karbon Chatos money, which for whatever reason is not going to be used as a Karbon Chatos or Karbon Osham, Le'yuvah Beis Hashem, it cannot be brought to the house of Hashem. That refers to the Bedek Habayis, which is the part of Hekdesh, the part of money which is designated to the Beis HaMikdash, which is used for the general running of the Beis HaMikdash and its services. So the Pasuk is saying it shouldn't be used for the Bedek Habayis, rather LaKohanim Yiyu, it should be for the Kohanim. So clearly the Torah is not saying that it should be bought as a Karbon Chatos or Karbon Osham, because the whole point of the Pasuk is to tell you that the money which was a Karbon Chatos or Karbon Osham will now be used for something else. It will go to the Kohanim. As well as that, it's not going to be referring to another carbon like a carbon shalomim, because the meat of a carbon shalomim is also eaten by the owners. Rather, it is referring to a carbon oila, because other than the part which is burnt on the Mizbeach and goes to Hashem, the rest of it goes totally to the Kohanim. So that's what the pasuk means, like Kohanim Yiyu, it will go to the Kohanim, then this money will be used to buy carbonized oila, which will be burnt on the Mizbeach, and the skins will go to the Kohanim. The first half of the 7th perek discusses things which are found in different places, and what status we need to assume that item has. Money which is found between the box which is designated for Shkolim, and a box which is designated for Nedava for the Karbonos Ola. So you've got two of these boxes between the Beis HaMikdash, and in between two of the boxes, there's some money lying there. So where do we assume that money came from? Or where do we assume that money was designated for? Korv l'shkalim. If the money was nearer the box of the shkalim, then yipra shkalim. They fall to that box, and they should be put in that box and be considered part of the shkalim. Landova, if it's near the box of the Nadova of the Korbanos Oila, the Nipla Nadova, it should fall to that box. Now we see over here that we are following the principle of Korov, that we assume something came from the nearest place. Now though this might seem obvious, it's really not so obvious, because there's another principle which is Rov, that we follow the majority. And at least according to the simple reading of this Mishnah, even if let's say there are many more coins in the Shkolim box than in the Nadova box, if the coin is slightly nearer to the Nadova box, then we still assume it came from the Nadova box. Meaning that the principle of Korov is stronger and takes priority over the principle of Rov. That's at least the simple way of understanding this Mishnah. The truth is, it is a machlokes, it's a debate which principle takes precedence. And according to the opinion that Rov is a stronger principle, they would explain this Mishnah as a case where the amount of money which was in the Shkolim box and the amount of money which was in the Nadova box was exactly the same. So the principle of Rov couldn't be used, and so we have to use the principle of Korov, that whichever box is nearer to that money, we assume the money came from there. Be it as it may, mechza lemechza, if it's exactly halfway between the two boxes, then we are stringent, and yiplu Nadova, the money falls to the Nadova box, that's considered a stringency because Korbanos Oila are totally burnt on the Mizbeach. The owners and the Kohanim don't actually eat any of the meat, rather all of the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach, whereas Shkolim is used for other things. Other less holy korbanos, where the meat is sometimes eaten, it's also used for some of the city's needs. And so if it's halfway, we go stringently, and it is considered part of the Nadova box. Next example, when Eitzim Ledavona, if money is found between the box for the wood of the Mizbeach and the box for the frankincense, which is offered on the Mizbeach, Korv L'Eitzim, if the money is nearer to the Eitzim box, then Yipra L'Eitzim, it falls to that box for the wood, Ledavona. If it's nearer to the frankincense box, then Yipra L'Eitzim, then it falls to there. Mechza L'Mechza, if it's halfway, then we go stringently, Yipra L'Eitzim, it falls to the frankincense box, and that is considered a stringency, because the Ledavona itself is a korban. That itself is offered on the Mizbeach, whereas the wood is only something which is used for other korbanos. Alright, next example, Ben Kinnin goes to Ola. If money is found between the Kinnin box, the older doves, and the goes to the Ola box, which refers to the younger doves, Korv LaKinnin, if it's nearer to the Kinnin box, Yipra LaKinnin. Then it goes to that box, the goes to the Ola. If it's nearer to the goes to the Ola box, then Yipra goes to the Ola. It falls to there, and it's considered part of that. Mechza L'Mechza, if it's halfway between the Kinnin box and the goes to the Ola box, says the Mishnah, Yipra L'Gozli Ola, that money falls and is considered part of the Gozli Ola box, the younger doves, and this is following the opinion which we had in the previous perek, that the money which goes into the Kinnin box can be used also for compulsory bird offerings, and compulsory bird offerings are not all Korbanos Ola. If one is obligated to bring a bird offering, so he needs to bring one as a Korban Ola and one as a Korban Chatos. Now, Korban Chatos is not totally burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore that's considered to be a leniency, and that is when it comes to the kinnin. Whereas the goes the Ola, the younger ones are totally bought as Korbanos Ola voluntarily. But since they are bought as Korban Ola, that's considered a stringency, and therefore Yipra goes the Ola, they fall to the goes the Ola box, and will be totally used for Korbanos Ola. Now the Mishnah brings a regular case, not necessarily to do with the boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, but in a case where you have a pile of chulin money. Chulin refers to unsanctified produce, which anybody could eat, or unsanctified money, l'maisa sheni, and he's got a pile of maisa sheni, which refers to a tenth of one's produce, which he has to separate and bring up and eat in Yerushalayim. So if he has either produce of chulin or maisa sheni, or money, which is chulin money, or maisa sheni money, and in between these two piles, he finds other money. So once again, we follow the principle of korov. Korov la chulin, if it's nearer to the chulin pile, yipu la chulin, it falls to the chulin pile, l'maisa sheni. If it's nearer to the maisa sheni pile, yipu l'maisa sheni, it falls to the maisa sheni, mechza l'mechza. If it is halfway between the two, then of course, yipu l'maisa sheni, it will fall to the maisa sheni pile, because that is considered a stringency, since it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And there are also other stringencies which apply to maisa sheni, such as having to eat it in a state of purity. Be as it may, the Mishnah ends off with the rule, Zahaklol, this is the rule, Holchin Achar Korov, we follow the principle of Korov Lahokel, even if it will result in a leniency. However, Mechza L'Mechza, if it's exactly halfway between two things, then L'Hachmer, we go stringently and it is considered part of the pile, part of the box which contains the money, which has more stringent laws.